Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, hello there. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, September 4th. Brand new month.
Yeah.
And a nice short work week.
When's the next holiday?
Yeah. What is it? Thanksgiving, isn't it?
What about, is it Thanksgiving?
I think Thanksgiving's it. It's not that far off, but.
Isn't there something in November?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. I meant before. Isn't there? There's some sort of military holiday, isn't there?
Veterans Day?
Yeah.
We don't get that off.
Okay, let's go till Thanksgiving.
Let's talk about a possible acne vaccine. This is kind of interesting because what they're finding out is, for the longest time, acne treatments have been involved getting rid of the bacteria that's on your skin.
Yeah.
And come to find out, what's happening is that people that have bad acne, actually, it's your immune system working a little bit too hard to fight off this bacteria that's just really doing nothing.
It's like an overactive system.
Right. Yeah. It's just a little too active. So, you know, in essence, what scientists have figured out is basically to give your immune system a glass of wine, maybe set it down for a little bit, relax, realize that this bacteria that's on the skin is not so bad. And that actually is some really good news, because I know a lot of people are self-conscious for the acne scars that they had as a kid.
And look at when it happens to you, right? When you're trying to figure yourself out socially, then you get acne on your face to make things even harder.
You know? Absolutely. Should you get paid for your commute coming into work?
This is interesting. If you can get work done while you're coming in, let's say you're taking a train to work, where a lot of people do, maybe you should be paid from the time you start hitting that keyboard, huh?
It really is. They say that there is that fine line that's coming in between work and home life. And you got to admit, even at home, I'm checking my work email and answering things because I don't want to deal with it in the morning type thing. But, you know, should you be compensated for that? And that's kind of what the big question is. And what this survey found, especially with Wi-Fi connections getting even faster and faster and stronger, a lot of people can be out of the office and still doing work.
Yeah.
So, in essence, should you get paid for that?
Yeah,
so.
Wait till self-driving cars come along. The minute I leave take the first sip of coffee, paying me.
Imagine that, though. We could be doing the show in the car as people are going to work.
That's right.
We could be in the car doing that. Let's talk about kids' safety seats. This is a new recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They, for the longest time, have said that kids 2 and under should be in the back seat in a rear-facing child seat. They're now revising this a little bit, saying children should ride in the rear-facing seat for as long as possible, up to the limits of their car safety seat. More and more research is coming out saying the safest place for a child, because they're smaller and don't really fit in, adult size seatbelt restraint system, is in the back seat and in a rear facing child seat. They're kind of clearing it up a little bit. They're saying virtually all kids under the age of 2, and then from 2 to 4, they really should be in the back seat facing backwards.
Huh.
Just for safety reasons, I say, for if you're being in an accident, it actually keeps their head in a better position getting whiplash or getting any sort of really bad injuries.
What if you get car sick, though?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, if I was facing bad, because I always had to look out the window. Or a little bad tummy, you know.
I would think that, for at least for my car sickness, it's not looking up. It's looking like the horizontal line.
Right.
That's what makes me car sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or seasick anyways, because that line should be the same, and things are like, this is steady right here, but that's moving really quick. Then that kind of confuses your brain. Sorry, I'm getting myself sick. Parkinson's disease. This affects about 6.2 million people annually worldwide. And, of course, you know, we know that Muhammad Ali had it. Michael J. Fox, Olympian Davis Piney from cycling fame, all had Parkinson's disease. And what they're finding out through this little study is that they actually may be able to find out early in life if you may be, a warning that you're going to have Parkinson's later on in life, and it involves your keyboard. They actually had a machine that actually looked at the speed of how quickly you were typing on your keyboard. The slower meant that you obviously were more prone to having Parkinson's. But what it also figured out is Parkinson's, people have tremors with their hands. Mm-hmm. And they make a particular waveform out of that particular tremor. So they're able to measure that as they're typing as well.
Wow.
So the idea is that they'll have some sort of a typing analysis tool that you go into the doctor and they can tell you, hey, you're going to be prone to Parkinson's. Here are some early treatments to have you a better quality of life.
What What a great, well, that would be fabulous for quality of life.
I'm absolutely.
Right.
Organizing the junk drawer.
Ugh.
Who doesn't love doing that? This is kind of from an organizational expert. They say the first thing you should do is not refer to your junk drawer as the junk drawer. They say that that kind of just, so you know, it gives you permission to be a cluttered drawer. So.
Right.
Create some definition. If you have office supplies, maybe some personal care items or home improvement items in your junk drawer, well, go ahead and move them to the proper area. You have some paper clips, move them to the office. You have some other stuff like that. In essence, you're putting stuff where it should be.
Yeah.
And then the stuff that is, there's no place for it, that's when you kind of organize it with maybe some dividers, boxes, or containers to kind of clean up the junk drawer.
You are still kind of spreading your junk drawers around.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
It's just a little more organized.
You're still going to have junk drawers, and we're not going to call them those.
No. They're organized chaos or something. and then September is the best time of the month to buy washing machines.
Home
appliances.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I guess this is the year when the new models are coming in.
Yeah.
And so just like with car dealers, they've got to move the old ones out, and that usually results in steeper discounts in the month of September.
All right.
Some homework should be done, making sure that you measure correctly, because just because it looks like it'll fit doesn't mean it will fit.
That's right.
And then also consider making the jump to the high-efficiency washers. This is a top load and the front loads. They each have their pros and cons. The top load high efficiency actually is does laundry quicker and with less water and less energy, but the front loaders uses a little bit more energy, but it's softer on the clothes.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks to our friends up north, lawn care equipment will be coming down in price, believe it or not.
Yeah, lawnmowers,
even though
weed whackers.
We mow year-round.
Yeah, I don't think there's an off-season in Florida.
I don't think so.
But yeah, that's good news for you. If you're looking to replace your lawnmower or your weed whacker, September is the time to do that. They also suggest looking for new safety features. Especially lawn tractor technology has come a long way. Something that's called the blade brake clutch. Usually when you let go of the handlebar of a mower, it shuts the whole motor off and you know, for safety reasons. This one will actually keep the motor on but stop the blade. So you don't have to pull and restart it and throw your back out doing that.
Right.
So there you go. That's our show for today, Tuesday, September 14th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.